Welcome to the Dead-Eyed Bites podcast. We are going to be covering the Starz television show, Ash vs. Evil Dead. But first, some preseason work with the one that started it all, Evil Dead. We are a No Ship Network podcast. I am your host, Steve.
I'm your host, Em.
And I'm your host, Paul.
Our plan is we are going to be covering the movie, as Steve had said, and we're going to be syncing up with the film. And if you don't want to, you can just listen to it in your car or wherever else. You don't have to necessarily like sync it up to the movie. Hopefully it's entertaining either way, but there will be prolonged pauses from time to time.
Yeah, if you've seen it a few times, you'll know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's no big deal.
Okay, Paul, what's the visual cue that the listeners need to sync up with us?
So if you get it right to the point where Renaissance Pictures Presents comes on, we'll tell you to start it, and then you can pretty much watch the movie with us.
You can provide your own commentary, too, if you want to. You can just talk right over us. Just don't even worry about it. We won't be offended.
No, not at all. What year did this movie come out?
1981, I believe.
Okay. All right, so we ready to start it?
Let's do it.
All right,
sweet. All right, starting like where Paul said at Renaissance Pictures, we're going to hit play.
Right, meow.
Lots of gloom.
Okay, so who wrote the movie while we're going through credits and stuff? Who actually wrote the movie and did all that stuff?
I have no fucking idea.
Why no?
No.
I figured you knew this stuff.
This is written by Sam Raimi. He's the one. He's the director. Robert Tappert is the producer. And obviously, Ash Campbell is the star.
Mm-hmm.
And this shot right here, see all the bubbly stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It
was dry ice. They were putting blocks of dry ice in the swamp.
In the swamp?
Yeah.
Cool.
And this was filmed in Tennessee. And
But it's supposed to be set in Michigan, though, right?
No,
they're from Michigan.
They're from Michigan because, I mean, everybody in the real world in this cast mm-hmm. is actually from Michigan. And but I think they're vacationing in this cabin in Tennessee. So I don't think it's supposed to be set in Tennessee. I think, in Michigan, it's supposed to be set in Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. The first time I watched this movie, it scared the crap out of me.
How old are you?
I'd say 10, 11.
Wow. Yeah, I saw it when I was, I think, 19. But I saw Evil Dead 2 first.
Oh, yeah?
Parts of it, yeah.
Nice.
So all this stuff right here was filmed right before or right around the area where the cabin was at. They just went on some back roads, and they got somebody from the town to actually drive that car.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to throw out some tidbits of information here or there, but if you guys out there listening haven't already read these books, I suggest you do it. The first one is The Evil Dead Companion by Bill Warren, which is a gold mine of information about all three of the movies and the precursor to this Within the Woods. And the other one is If Chins Could Kill, Confessions of a B-Movie Actor by Bruce Campbell, which goes into great detail about some of the filming processes that went on and some of the things that he had to endure to make this look right. Sam Raimi tortured this poor bastard.
Now, was it his first movie?
I think they had made – I know they had made a short film that was similar to this called mm-hmm. Within the Woods, and this is kind of extrapolation. That's actually Sam Raimi and Robert Tappert, those two guys.
Wow. Side of the road.
Yeah, the fishing yokels. You don't get a close-up on them.
Yeah.
And there's Scott, who's driving. That's played by Richard DeManicore. He used a different name for the actual movie in the credits.
Oh, wow.
They're drinking moonshine here in the car. And that's obviously prop moonshine. I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, it was the 80s.
In the books, they're talking about how they drank the real stuff. And if you lit it on fire and it was blue, you were good to go and you could drink it. But if you lit it on fire and it was red or orange, that means it was distilled in a radiator and stay away from that shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, it makes all the difference.
The car they're driving in is actually Sam Raimi's private vehicle. It's a 1973 Delta 88 Oldsmobile, and it has appeared in every single movie that he's done with the exception of Be Quick or Be Dead, which is a Western, so you understand why.
Wait, why?
Tell me. This bridge here was an actual bridge, and the Tennessee Road Authority actually gave them license to do whatever it was that they wanted to do to the bridge as long as they paid for anything that they were doing.
Oh, wow. So
so there's a scene later on where the bridge, they try to leave and the bridge curls up his fingers. And they really did that. They spent time out there making that on that bridge over the water. Oh, and there was a lot of stuff that went on in the making of this film that was a little bit hazardous to life and limb. but I think it's all the better for it because, I mean, we were way before the period of CGI here.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you remember about the first time you saw this movie? I was there with you the first time you saw this movie, because you saw Evil Dead first, or Evil Dead 2 first, rather. And then you, because we were talking about the plot of it, and you were like, no, 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 that's Evil Dead 2. And I'm like, no, see, it's, you have to go back and watch the first one, and you hadn't seen it, so we watched it on VHS.
Well, then I wasn't 19 when I saw this. Then I was 22?
Yeah.
I remember you saying that Ash's sister looked like my mom.
She does. She does. Ash's sister in this movie looks like a younger version of M's mom. Her character's name is Cheryl, but in reality, she's played by Ellen Sandweiss, or Weiss is probably how you pronounce that name. And she pretty much, she had chosen acting as a vocation, and I think she stopped that after this movie because it was such a harrowing experience. I think she's done stuff here and there since then.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I don't know. If I'd been in their shoes, I probably wouldn't have stayed at this cabin.
Cabin looks so small on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this kind of reminds us when we went to on vacation that one time, and you didn't want to go near the one place. So we were like, come on, let's go down. And you're like standing on the hill. I'll see you later.
I was the one that would have survived this whole ordeal. I would have turned around and left.
No, we would have turned around and you would have been missing.
Oh, yeah. I would have been like, all right, guys.
So that would be a telltale sign right there. This old rickety, like, bench that's banging against the wall the whole time just kind of stops.
Yeah, right when you get there. Put the key in.
If that's not telling you to leave, then I don't know what is.
Yeah. Now, I don't remember who knew about the cabin. Was it one of them? Like their uncles? Or it's. I'm not going to lie. It's been a little while. Do they explain who told them about the cabin? Obviously him, because you knew where the key was at.
Right. I don't know if it's somebody in their family. I don't think it's someone in their family, because when they find the tape recorder down on the bottom there, or in the cellar, it doesn't belong to anybody that they know.
And that's like revealed in Evil Dead 2, because that's the other chick, right, that comes.
Well, they find the tape recorder in this
movie,
but the guy's daughter comes back
and
stuff.
And Bubba, is it Bubba and his redneck girlfriend?
I remember his girlfriend's name was Bobby Joe.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Bobby Joe.
That jacket's so 80s. He's wearing a big fluffy one.
That haircut, too.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I work with a guy who has a haircut.
So you see, like, the nebulous forms in the background and the hanging stuff. Mm-hmm. What does that remind you of? Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the main influences. That and The Hills Have Eyes were some of the main influences on Sam Raimi and Robert Tapper when they were making this movie. And you could tell. I mean, this looks like Leatherface could come out at any point.
It's also like some of the shit that was hanging up in the Cutwife's house in Penny Dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
Nice way to bring our podcast.
Bring it around full circle. Mm-hmm. That's right.
We cover Penny Dreadful.
And Vikings.
And Vikings.
And Spartacus. It's amazing. Yeah, see, I would have found that room and left. Guys, there's a room full of chains and hooks and dead animals.
And the sun goes down.
There's a funny farm with your names on it. I'm out.
Close captioning is great. Ticking.
I know. That's how what clocks do.
So, you know, if you're in a cabin like this with a bunch of friends, I mean, is that going to be your first thing you're going to do is, I'm going to sketch this clock?
Well, I mean, back then, no internet or anything.
Yeah, either. You got to think of the time, I guess.
Oh, man.
I think it's cool that she was doing that.
Yeah, it is actually cool. I mean, I guess it's just and here's when you first hear the join us.
Mm-hmm. Close the windows. What kind of cabin doesn't have screens?
This one. You don't think she looks like your mom?
No.
That's hot.
No, I'm kidding.
Right now, yes. Definitely seen that look on her face.
And she's drawing SpongeBob.
The Necronomicon lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Oh, look at this.
Whole different movie.
You just picture deadites. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Going jellyfishing.
lives in a cabin out in the woods. Fun. Yeah. No good.
Foreshadowing.
Yes.
They even
oh, look, starfish almost shave. There's Patrick.
Let me out. Oh, yeah, no. See, I'm not a hero. That'd be out. Where's the tang?
Dead bodies in the cellar. Who's whispering that?
And the good thing is they pretty much get right to it. You know, like some horror movies, you've got like a build up that's super long. Mm-hmm. They already like right at the beginning kind of start to creep you out just on, you know, the road that they're going in. And then this little things, like you said, in that room, her drawing SpongeBob on the book. I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I really like about this film is that as much as I love George A. Romero's films and his social commentary, whether mm-hmm. it be like the original, you know, zombie trilogy that he did, which is just chock full of social commentary. This is just a total romp. It's a good time. So it's, you know, I don't want to picture it as or frame it as Romero versus Raimi or anything like that. But I really appreciate the Raimi school of zombie films, because it, like you said, it just gets right to it and it just doesn't let up once it starts.
Yeah, if you don't like horror movies, this is definitely not one for it.
Yeah, this, if you played this for somebody who was young and impressionable and never seen a horror movie before, you might scare them into never watching another one again. I kind of want my nephew to see this with me. That would be great.
Good luck.
How old is he now?
He's 12 now.
Nice. He's old, like, enough.
Yeah, I was watching.
He gets scared easily, though.
Living Dead at 10. So, but.
And, well, there's like a racy part in it, but it's not too bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, getting raped by the woods isn't, you know, that's not considered racy, really. That's just, it's kind of old-timey, really, when you think about it.
Considering what's on the internet nowadays, I'm sure. I mean, who goes in the cellar? Who goes in the cellar?
That dude.
What a jerk.
I think it's funny, though, because he's the one who's just like, oh, give me the flashlight. I'll go down in the cellar. There's nothing to be afraid of down there. And he's the one who really pusses out, and then Ash has to be the hero.
Yeah. He looks so young here.
Uh-huh. I know.
It's a fun trajectory, too, because when you see him here, he's just this, like, he's young, he's innocent looking, he's almost a little bit naive, fresh
face. Not cocky at all yet.
Not cocky at all. And then by the time he gets to Army of Darkness, he's like, get the fuck out of my face. But I suppose living through multiple nights of demon attacks and being the sole survivor of that, you know, that'll do it to you.
Yeah. For sure. Now, what's going on in the new show? Do we know any of the premise yet to it? Have they been tight-lipped on it, or?
He's basically just living a bum's life. I think he's still working at the S-Mart. I think they call it something else.
Mm-hmm.
But the Deadites reappear. You know, he's just living a normal life, probably an alcoholic, a little bit older, overweight and everything. And the Deadites reappear. And so he's kind of called on again to go fight him. And he has a couple of younger people with him. And they go out and kick some Deadite ass.
Awesome. So we're only like, what, 15 minutes into the movie right now? And we're already into like a major suspenseful part of the movie, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Not even 15 minutes, I would say. Maybe. I don't know. I don't have a timer up here, but.
I love it.
I remember the first time I saw this movie, I had went to, there's a movie poster down here. I forget which movie it's for, but keep your eyes peeled for it. It's a horror movie. And, but anyway, I went to the local, video rental place and rented the VHS. And I think I was 17 or 18 years old. It was the first year I was living on my own with roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home on a night off from work and I watched it. And then the next night off I had, I went and got Evil Dead 2. And then the next night off, it was Army of Darkness. I was addicted. I think I ran through every goddamn horror movie they had in that section, all those VHS tapes.
Nope.
Ugh. The plumbing here is just wretched.
I know. Looks like the Goonies have been there. We gourd.
I That takes some guts to go into a cellar like that.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, I've been in the cellar of like grandparents' houses where I know there's nothing bad down there, and I was scared shitless.
Still creeped out, yeah. And this one, the door flew open on its own, and your jerk friends like disappeared into it. I punch him.
Dick.
Mm-hmm.
And see more shit hanging from the walls. Who does that?
I don't know.
What is that supposed to be?
They look like gourds.
Gourds, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, why they would be down there and hanging from the ceiling, I have no idea.
Keep animals from being in them, maybe? Like you've got preserves, but you figure you use jars for that.
Yeah.
They had some sort of very strange band. They're musical instruments.
Yeah, right. The deadite strings.
Yeah.
The deadite string quartet.
The deadite percussion instrument.
Smack him. Just smack him. That would have been, he would have gotten slapped.
With that lantern.
Mm-hmm. There we go. The Hills Have Eyes. Nice. Movie poster in the background.
Yeah. What's in the box?
More foreshadowing. Pain.
Sweet. You're jerking. Yeah, look, there you go. There's another reason to hit him.
And they're both giggling about it.
Ash just suffers this with, you know, just such good nature. Yeah. You know, he even smiles. I was like, get that fucking thing out of my face.
Oh, snit.
Uh-oh. The Necronomicon Ex Mortis.
It looks smaller. Is it bigger in the other movies?
Who did the drawings, you know?
I don't. They're really good, though.
Yeah, they are.
Where do you think that book is now? Sam Raimi's collection?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's got all those props saved. Unless you know, they divided that stuff up in somebody. Mm-hmm. This knife right here, the bones on some of it are actually chicken bones.
Oh, shit.
And whoever was making it apparently had a bag of rotten chicken bones on the set. And it just, like, stank to high heaven until they finally made
the knife.
The dagger.
That's awesome.
God, that's got to be disgusting if you've ever smelled rotten chicken.
That's awful. It's worse than beef or anything else.
It's worse than fish, even. Mm-hmm. It's probably the most disgusting.
It's like rotten farts.
Oof. Not that there's like good farts, but.
No, but the bad
ones. The moon's so great, but you can see the actual screen around the moon.
Could you? I missed it.
All right, so they've got this tape. And they're going to play it, which is a horrible idea.
Of course.
But it was what I would do. I would probably wear headphones for everybody's benefit, but I would have to hear that tape.
I wouldn't be there, so it wouldn't matter.
It would probably sound like some Throbbing Gristle stuff. But
which creeps me out.
It's a band.
Man.
They're not a metal band, though. They're like this
atmospheric.
Weird, yeah, like proto-industrial kind of stuff. And the like track I'm talking about... No, not kidding. Like So this guy's talking about the Sumerian burial practices and funerary incantations.
Isn't Pazuzu Sumerian?
I thought Conan was Sumerian.
I think no, that's with a C.
Oh, you're right.
Sumerian. Conan is Sumerian. This is Sumerian with an S.
Oh, okay.
Subtle differences, but demon resurrection. Now that I think about it, I wonder if anybody has that, like, sells that as a tape, you know, just as like a fun stage prop kind of thing, because people sell all kinds of shit online. So if somebody sells a reel-to-reel like that actually has all the stuff.
It's probably on YouTube.
Yeah. Do you play it on Halloween?
I would. That would be awesome.
Good idea.
Oh, you're psyched about it, I can tell.
You guys having your usual get together? Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so there's four of them in there?
There's five people all together because you have Ash and his girlfriend, whose name is Linda, and she's played by Betty Baker. And then you have Shelley, Shelley, played by Teresa Tilly, and that's Scott's girlfriend. And then, of course, you have Ellen Sandweiss, that's her. Mm-hmm. And
why does she get it first, do you think? Is there a reason?
I think she's the most susceptible.
Why?
Maybe because she's like, yeah, different. She seems to already have like issues.
I think the real world reason would probably be the, the artist. There's a good in-movie explanation for that. But I think she was, besides Ash, she was the main draw of the film. She actually had acting experience before this, if I'm not mistaken. I could be talking out of my ass here. So if you notice, she's not only like the first person to turn into a demon, but she's also like, I think she gets a lot of screen time as a demon. I mean, she becomes the one that's up under the cellar door and everything like
that. Yeah, I'm just wondering why, as a character, would she be the first to...
I think she's just the most, like, in tune with different things.
Mm-hmm. You know, gives you that kind of sensitivity to stuff. The artistic people.
The moon moved. Just slightly.
Okay, so now we've got a scene where the nice guy Ash is putting the moves on his girlfriend.
Yeah. You know, I figured I'd get her into the mood, play some demonic chanting.
Did that tape get you in the mood? Because it kind of did that for me. I was just wondering if we could go.
See, that skin-covered book? Amazing. Plus, that turtleneck's hot.
Oh, yeah.
I can only see the top of your neck. It's sexy.
Sometimes your chin disappears and it's so hot.
Uh-oh. Is he going to propose?
He fell asleep in the intervening 13 seconds that it took me to...
What's in the box?
It's funny how they did the close-up on their eyes. Like,
where's
that
box on his pants? That's a small box. Poor Ash.
I like this scene because it's goofy, but it's also kind of cute and sweet, and it establishes the relationship between these two guys, which makes it even more horrific for what comes down the line.
Because they do close-ups again later when he's frightened, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of like setting the precedent for that. That is a cool necklace.
I think that's Randy's style.
What is it,
style.
Like a mirror?
A magnifying glass, isn't it?
Nice.
So you can read when you're old.
What's her hobby? What does she need to...
Well, maybe she needs to start a fire out in the woods and needs a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
It's silver, right?
It looks like it, yeah. Unless he's cheap and it's pewter.
Probably it's pewter. I mean, look at the cabin they shelled out for. I think it's free.
Yeah. Cracker Jack
Yeah,
fries.
Cracker Jacks are good. Put a couple quarters into one of those things at the grocery store.
All right.
Came in a little plastic bubble.
Don't worry about it if it turns your neck green, baby.
Just keep wearing that turtleneck. You'll be fine.
And Linda gives him some sugar.
Yep. Low-pitched rumble.
Classic horror, though. Somebody's trying to get it on, and there's some bad watching.
If you've seen a lot...
Doesn't it get kind of like the rumble that you hear when it's watching gets kind of randy? Doesn't it get like kind of excited when it's watching them? I remember something like that.
I remember. Well, they call it the POV shot, the point of view, when it's going through the woods and everything.
Boobs.
And it starts to get higher pitched as it's coming towards the cabin. So I guess, yeah, you could maybe characterize that as excitement.
Because I think it's like all...
Well, maybe it attacked her first because she's the only one single. And it got Randy watching Ash and her friend.
Hmm. Could be.
It's like, it sees a prospect. It's like, maybe you and I.
Why are the windows, like, no blinds? Really?
Yeah, this is a pretty
raggedy cabin. In the
woods,
it's even creepier. Closing the blinds.
The owls can watch you.
The owls are not what they seem. We do a Twin Peaks podcast, too, by the way.
Sparkling it sounded like we were about to do one just then.
Now, did she go outside?
Yeah.
Oh, you deserve it. Poor thing. Don't go outside.
Animal howls.
As great of a movie as it is, there's a lot of tropes that go on with people doing the exact thing that they shouldn't do, which is just such a horror, you know, staple. But that's what really drives the action. I mean, if everybody just paid attention to their surroundings and didn't do anything stupid, there'd probably be a lot less horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
Have a lot of frustrated demons. I love how they decided to make that moon so large.
Mm-hmm. God, she goes walking. See, it's been a while. I forgot she goes out looking.
She's like, I'm not satisfied with this. I'm going to keep walking deeper into this dark.
Mm-hmm. All my friends are in the house. It must be a pervert.
Yeah.
Let me go find him in my robe.
No flashlight. No nothing. No.
She needs to do the chunk chin. I hate the woods. I hate nature. I hate it.
This scene was hard for her to do. She was pretty much ready to be done with it, I think, after this.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, it was in November, and they had to stay up all night doing, you know, take after take. And she was running through the woods barefoot, and she was scraping up her feet and everything. And
so they didn't do any of this on a set at all. It was all out by that cabin?
Well, they do some of it by the cabin. They probably did, I'd say, like 85 to 95% of it by the cabin. And then they only had a certain amount of time that they could be there due to, you know, money and the time that they rented it out from the owners. And then they had to go back to Michigan. And some of the shots that you see are done right by the cabin in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And some of the shots that you see, and you really can't tell the difference, are done in Sam Raimi's backyard in Michigan.
Oh, wow.
So.
Now, is the cabin still there?
No, it burnt down.
That's a shame. Because, you know, they would be rent. Could you go stay in it?
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Wait. I don't think
if I remember correctly, it's been a few months since I read it, but I read the If Chins Could Kill, the you know, the Bruce Campbell autobiography, and I believe he said, you know, people were making pilgrimages out there and stuff.
But, oh, wow.
I'd go visit it, but I wouldn't sleep in it.
Now, this scene, the first time I saw this scene, I was just like, what am I watching here? What the fuck is happening? And then when you realize at a certain point, they said the vines, everything was done in reverse. So they had her tied up, and then they slowly let him go, and then they just played that in reverse. And they say if you look close enough, you can see that her clothing was already pre-torn at certain spots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is for as many tropes as I said they had earlier, this is a pretty unique scene in all of moviedom. Mm-hmm. Like, not before or since, I think, have I seen someone be sexually assaulted by trees.
Yeah, the woods.
And it's pretty horrific. I mean, it's terrible. The splinters alone would just be awful.
That's when you knew right there, when you see her face.
Yeah,
like, wait,
and
what?
Then they start to spread her legs like that.
And then there you go.
Oh, my God.
It's a pretty brave bit of filmmaking, I think.
So you think this is a way to, like, topping the Exorcist? You know, were they? You think they had that in mind?
I don't know.
That's
a
pretty
point,
shocking.
Though.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, that's right. She does get away.
Because now she's possessed, right? Because she's had that thing inside her. Is that like the
planting of the seed?
Could be,
so to speak. And she runs right back to the cabin screaming, but the damage has been done.
Mm-hmm. She's hilarious as the undead. She's my favorite part of the movie.
Oh, yeah. She's the best demon in the whole movie, for sure.
Ted Raimi's not until the second one, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's the mom down in the cellar. Who I guess was down in the cellar the whole time, but didn't, you know.
She was napping.
Wasn't woken up. She plays sweet Henrietta.
So the second one, is it like a remake or is it actually a part two?
It's
both, isn't it?
It's a sequel. What had happened was they, at the very end of this movie, you see the last, the final scene is the force, as they call it, the demonic
pullback,
force
right?
comes through and Ash turns and looks at the camera and it hits him square on and then it rolls to credits. And what they wanted to do is just replay a little bit of montage of scenes from the first movie to get you primed for what was going on in the second, because the actual action in the second movie takes place from that point forward.
Oh, okay.
But they had they couldn't do it, something with publishing rights and whatever, so they just did Ash and his girlfriend come up to the cabin, they do a quick 5-minute thing, and then they start from that point. So it's a direct sequel, but it feels like a little bit of a redo for the first 5 or 10 minutes. Come on, get the keys.
Why, if you're staying there, why leave the key up there again? Why not keep it in your pocket so Billy Bob and Bubba don't come and knock on the door because you're in their cabin?
Yeah, they know you're there. They probably got their own set of keys.
Yeah. I don't know. You see, those keys are pretty old school.
They really like this shot. The camera coming up right on to the victim. And then at the last minute, they're able to get inside.
Nice.
So you have one pissed off, frustrated demon.
Which doesn't make sense because it had her in its grasp pretty much and then let her go.
Yeah, and at the same time planted the demon seed in her.
Yeah, so is it just torturing her, but then it's acting all like affronted because it didn't
get finished?
Or whatever.
I mean, sometimes you get grumpy.
Come on, girl, I thought we had something going. So she's wanting to leave right now.
Yeah.
She wants to go, which is understandable. I mean.
See, she should just gotten the keys. Now, do you think if she left, she would have been possessed still? Or do you think the bridges already tore? Probably bridges. Once they released it, the bridge got.
Oh, yeah. The bridge is torn up, as you'll see here in a minute. Because she convinces her brother Ash to take her out of there right now. Which he's doing, you know, what any good brother would do.
Yeah.
But, so they're going to get into the 88. And skedaddle. So
that
they
car
think.
Is awesome.
Yeah, it is a cool car. I mean, that thing probably guzzles so much gas. You have to put
probably
it.
Probably smells like gas.
Plus, it's steel. You know, that's a steel car. That's a big, heavy monster.
That's an old Detroit car. It's not.
You said it was Oldsmobile, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. You know, where you like open the door halfway and then it swings on its own, the other half. And usually it'd be in my dad's car and ding someone next to us, you know? It's like, oh.
It's so heavy, you can't, it gets its own like momentum going.
Past that halfway point, if you didn't hold on to it, it would swing open and pop them. When you had to close it, you slammed it.
So see, here they're having fun with some horror movie tropes because she's like, it's not going to let us leave. And he tries to start the car and it's not starting. And she gets more and more worked up about it, and then finally it just rolls over and starts.
Because it knew the bridge was out.
Yeah, maybe that's exactly when it's fucking with the bridge. I told you.
I know.
Now sit back and shut up. That look says it all. I had an Oldsmobile for a few years. It wasn't quite that big.
The white one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was almost that big, but not quite.
A few years? You had it for a while.
Yeah, I did. I probably had it for a good...
I have to say his behavior toward her is strange because clearly something happened to her, unless she's like a drama queen all the time.
Yeah, you know how brothers and sisters can be too, though. Your friend and your girlfriend are back there. It looked like he was about to get some.
Yeah, and she just totally...
Totally ruining it. Just because you didn't bring a boyfriend out here because you don't have one.
Coitus interruptus, sister.
Couldn't you have just used your sketchbook a little longer? Dun, dun, dun. He is all chin, though. Lord. And you guys met him at one of the cons, right?
Yeah.
We went to his panel and then we had a photo with him.
Awesome.
He's a pretty funny guy, but he doesn't take any shit from anybody. The guy in front of me wanting to get an autograph, he was like, hey, can you write this stuff on there before you sign it and do this and that? And he was asking, it was absurd what he was asking him to do. And he goes, nope, I'm not going to do that. And he just says, what's your name? And he just signs his name.
Awesome.
And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be rough to sit there all day. Have every, you know, everybody come up and ask something. I don't even know if I would shake people's hands, you know, because it's been kind of dirty. I want to catch something. Maybe high five. I guess you're still doing that, though.
Hand sanitizer.
I shook his hand. He was. I mean, he's good at his job. You know, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to play a crowd. There was a kid out there who asked him, said, "What was it like filming the Evil Dead movies?" This kid was probably like 10 or 12. He says, "Come up here on stage." And he gets up on stage and he trips the kid and the kid falls right on his ass. And he goes and he helps him up. He says, try doing that for 12 hours a day for 3 months at a time.
Oh, crap.
And he's like, are you okay? And the kid's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, all right, now go sit down.
That's awesome.
So yeah, all this stuff that they did to the bridge, metal-wise, they did that themselves with their own. I don't know if they rented the equipment or if they already owned it.
They had to fix it when they were done?
No, they just had to do everything on their own. I guess the bridge was abandoned. I guess they didn't use it anymore. Mm-hmm. So, and they were saying it probably wasn't a good idea to drive the car out there on the bridge in the first place for that shot because it wasn't, you know, enough of a bridge to hold
now,
it.
Now, how big was it like a creek that was going over? Did it look like did it ever show underneath? Like, I guess just go.
They show it at the beginning and it looks like it's maybe a
higher up.
12 or 20 foot drop, but then they show it later on and it looks like you're just over a ravine.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know,
I gotcha.
Snake River or something.
Like, yeah, like you're not going
to. In Idaho, Evel Knievel kind of stuff.
Now who's. Oh, he's back on it, huh?
Yeah. He's listening to the rest.
With the early 80s earbud.
Uh huh.
I never noticed that either.
All right, here's where we get to it in earnest.
So they're trying their hand at ESP.
Which is just like pulling out an Ouija board in this instance. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, might as well have direct contact.
Yeah.
She's lying.
Yeah, she's just lying her ass off. Yep. And then Cheryl starts naming all the cards accurately. Or is it Cheryl?
Ooh. Yes.
Oh, the sound effects that they did on this. I mean, it's too bad for copyright reasons that we can't listen to this with the sound on.
I know.
But of course, then we'd probably just be quiet.
And they're handling
it
pretty well. I'd be cursing more than the demon. Maybe tearing up a little bit.
You'd be mad at me. You'd be like, why did you take me here?
I told you all we should have left.
You knew this was going to happen. It's not funny.
Yeah, no, it'd be bad.
Did you see her eyes? Well, yeah. Did you see the rest?
Yeah.
Did you see the fact that she was levitating in the air?
I wouldn't even be that close. It'd be like a broom handle. I'd be poking her. Look at her skin. I mean.
Yeah, leopard. Yeah. Leprosy that? Or something. That's what it looks like.
Come here. She's about to give somebody graphite poisoning.
And it's like already swelling. Ugh.
It's all elastic and rotted out like right away.
And for as old as it is, it's still good, you know?
These were effects that were just as basic as you could get as far as, you know, what they had technology-wise. Mm-hmm. Everything was just done. I mean, they had professional people who were working on it, obviously. But there's no CGI. There's no anything. So it's just... The sound and the, I mean, look at her. I mean, she's scary to this day. I mean, that's scarier. That face right there is scarier than most stuff that they come up with in horror movies in 2015.
90% of horror movies nowadays.
Somebody gets wise.
Yeah. It'd be funny to be like, you kicked my sister, dude.
Yeah. she's getting worse.
She looks like, what was it that, the Dark Crystal?
Dark Crystal,
the
yeah.
The Dark Crystal, or they're taking the life source from them?
The Gelflings. No, the little creatures.
Yeah. Was it Gelflings?
No, Gelfling was the two that...
The two main ones. They were the last two. Yes. So then there was...
I can't remember the name of the little people that they're sucking...
That's what she looked like.
So she turns from a demon to a Jim Henson creation.
Yeah.
Jim Henson's best creations, in my opinion. That movie's amazing.
It is, yeah. I'm partial to Fraggle Rock myself and old Muppets. But
Fraggle Rock's good, but I've watched Dark Crystal recently, and it's still like
it
amazing the way that they did all the puppetry. Because like when they're running on the field and everything, there are moments where it's like, okay, I'm watching puppets. You know, I got to remind myself.
And Fizgig's so cute.
Mm-hmm. And no singing. It's wonderful.
Is it an ogre?
Ogre. The one eye.
Doesn't she have boobs down to her knees?
Huge, saggy boobs, yes.
That was the first thing I noticed.
Not the puppetry, but the boobetry. How could they just be sitting over there like that?
Right, I know.
You know?
Just like hanging out.
And then Fraggle Rock, even. Trash Heap had big-ass tits. What's up with Jim Henson?
Hey, well, it's, you know.
Like, saggy tits, didn't she?
Yeah.
What's up with you?
I don't know.
Maybe all the puppets were any time will be correct. We just didn't notice.
Yeah.
All right, back to Evil Dead.
Yeah, I don't understand how they're all just chilling.
While she's peeking out from under this.
Yeah. Again, I would be pointing and cursing.
There's other rooms in the cabin.
Yeah.
You know, this thing is just like taunting and groaning.
Yeah, I might be ready to pour gasoline and burn it.
What about her eyes?
There's got to be something heavy enough to put on top of it. You know? A dresser, a bed, something. Put something on top of that thing. And then I would be outside looking to make sure there wasn't an escape route underneath the house.
It is funny that she just focused on the eyes.
I know.
Maybe that was the original script and they just stuck to it, even though they probably got a little bit more creative with the prosthetics and stuff.
The rest of her is like rotting away and all demonized and possessed and they're just worried about the eyes.
Might not have been a part of the original plan.
Comes creeping up again. Hey, close. There's got to be blind. Look, there's at least curtains. Close them.
She's like, I think there's something out there. Well, what?
Yeah, did you not listen to the demonic chick in the basement? She said it too.
Cheryl just got raped by the woods. Yeah. There's probably something out there. This cabin's like a TARDIS, though. Once he starts going through it, because it's just like it looks so tiny on the outside, but on the inside, it's got expansive. Tons and tons of rooms.
Five, 6 rooms, a huge basement.
It's labyrinthine.
Is that shutters I see on the outside?
Mm-hmm. Shut that shit.
Bitch. Right?
There he is, another piece of foreshadowing messing with the knife, the chicken bone knife. That's so gross. A salmonella knife.
Although that shirt's pretty badass.
His plaid shirt?
Yeah.
It's making a comeback.
Is it?
No, I don't know. I like plaid shirts, but...
Mm-hmm. It's because we're a product of the 90s. Hello? Where's your girlfriend, man? Seriously.
When you told to go to bed.
Yeah.
Alone. Yeah. Like, anybody could sleep after that shit.
Right. Just go lay down. There's a demon in the basement. It's totally cool.
Try to get some rest.
Hey, I found this stick. Anybody see my girlfriend? Son of a...
It's T-shaped.
Right.
T for Teresa. What's her name?
Ooh, is that blood?
I think it's a shadow. And what's behind door number two?
Thank goodness the demon didn't turn the electricity off.
What, isn't it all... Like lanterns? No.
No, they've got some lights in there.
Behind the curtain in the bathroom. One of my brother's favorites.
These demons are pretty straightforward, though.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of no bullshitting going on.
Yeah, they're not going to be hiding from you. Yeah, they're just going to grab your neck and cut your face.
Can you guys keep it down? Take that to the bedroom.
Quit horsing around.
And you know, it's like, oh, it spreads. Surprising. Yes.
Well, how did she get possessed to begin with?
Well, I guess she got the pencil. From the woods again, right?
That's right. Yeah. Pencil.
Okay. It all goes through the wood.
So now it's going to him, yeah.
Love it. It is such a fast-paced movie.
It is.
That was one of the things about it. It's just relentless. Once it starts to go, it just goes, and you don't get a break.
He keeps just throwing ash into the shelves.
He's so weak right now.
That's Sam Raimi just being like, okay, I've got a second to spare here. What can I do to fuck with Bruce?
Is he laughing now?
I mean, she's pretty strong. Uh-oh.
Chicken bone knife.
No, it hasn't been washed.
Is he going to get glabbered?
Oh. No.
No.
That's from our Spartacus podcast. You should check out also.
He said, that's not a knife. That's not a knife.
I guess there's no saving them after you burn them and cut them up, though. No priests. Wait, nobody had a Bible in the
cabin? Biting her own hand?
Yeah.
Ash isn't quite ready for this yet. No. He hasn't stepped up mentally.
She smells the chicken, but she's like not realizing her hand's in the way.
Rotisserie.
KFC.
Y'all hungry?
Yes.
Here you go.
Oh, man, that was her good hand, too.
Now we get to see what happens when you shank a demon with the knife. It's not pretty.
Fuck. His facial expressions are priceless.
There's blood coming out of the skull's mouth.
Is that a monkey skull? Kind Is that a real like monkey? It. Was a monkey horror making this movie?
No, well before it. Well before it. That skull looks clean and dried.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, don't be a little remorseful. Your girlfriend turned into a demon.
Here come the wet works.
No, they just like watch.
And yeah, I would at least backed up.
Yeah, make sure your mouth is closed so nothing spurts into it.
Exactly.
It's almost as if they said, "What's the most disgusting color we could come up with right now?"
White dish milk.
Milky white, purpley milk.
Sorry about your girlfriend. Oh, it's okay.
It's all right. I'm out of here.
Yeah. I got that blood all over his jeans and boots. So where's the fifth person? Where's she at?
Ash's girlfriend?
Yeah. She go to bed too?
She's the one who got stabbed with the pencil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how...
I think she was just by the window, and it took her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It came through the window. Mm-hmm. That's how she got possessed.
Hit it. Oh, shit, from the top of the head.
Like, you could see the rubberiness of the head first blow.
Really quick.
And there's the... Oh, hell.
See, so this whole time, Scotty is kind of like a red herring because you think he's going to be the hero. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the alpha male who's taking charge.
Yeah.
And everything, but that's all about to change. And Ash is just kind of being the wuss standing over in the corner going, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Still standing by the window. Two people have been, like, fucked up by a window.
They're not learning lessons very well.
I love it. The jiggling body.
So is that animatronics, or is there people under the floor doing that?
There's no telling. Probably just a little motor would do it. You know, like from a toy just moving. What is it?
What are we going to do?
Well, you mean, what are you going to do? Yeah. I haven't killed anybody, buddy.
That's your girlfriend.
You got to call her family.
See, sir, like, what happened to your daughter was like this.
See, there was this creepy cabin. Some demons.
You gotta believe me.
So if they had cell phones, they could video it.
Right. What are they going to do with the body? Throw it out in the woods?
I think they're going to bury her.
Ugh. I'm not going to lie, man. Maybe put her in the fireplace and burn it up. Nah, I guess you got to bury it.
I think the stains are red and purple. It's, why?
I don't even know. With everything that's been going on, I don't think I still would go outside. I might just throw it out the front door. Just toss it out the front.
Like in a real cold night when you don't want to take out the trash, mm-hmm. You just put it outside.
By the front door, yeah.
I'll get this in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should go and check on your girlfriend. She still sleep. She'll sleep through anything.
Yeah. This is where Scotty's true colors come out.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically just going to end up telling him, I'm leaving no matter what.
Yeah. Should have done it from the beginning.
We'll leave her here till we could send somebody back.
What?
Yeah, right.
You know what he's thinking, too? I got an episode of Battlestar to watch when I get home, man.
You know what? He looks like
the original.
Ben Browder, a little bit.
Who?
Yeah, a little bit. John Crichton.
Kind of. I was thinking Starbuck from the original Battlestar. You know what I'm talking about? Face from A-Team?
Yeah.
But it's just the hairdo.
Wasn't that Buck Rogers?
No. Face? Mm-mm. That was... He was Apollo.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not Apollo, the other one. The one that was, in the new series, it was a woman playing.
He was Starbuck.
Starbuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Wasn't his name Hatch or something on the new one? Wasn't it the same actor that played Starbuck that should have?
Oh, yeah, that's right. The guy who played Starbuck played Tom Zarek.
Yeah.
It was Zarek. Okay.
Yeah.
Why did I think Hatch?
Is she looking at her foot?
Yeah. Oh. The infected
tickle,
one.
Tickle. Oh, shit.
Like just now it decides to do that.
No. It was waiting.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is another thing I remember about watching it for the first time is how annoying her laugh is.
Yes. Which makes sense.
Which Sherry Moon Zombie later reprises in House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, really?
Well,
she doesn't do it on purpose, but she's channeling that annoying laugh.
Yes.
Definitely.
Hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if Rob Zombie sat her down and said, I want you to watch this movie. Mm-hmm. And see, this is where Scott loses his backbone and Ash gains his, and he starts to become the character that we know and love. Because up until now, he's just kind of been a cardboard, back piece.
Well, terrified. He's going through the motions of, something bad. Hell no. Where's the axe? Yeah. Cheryl, your sister?
Cheryl was right. The woods raped me too. I have splinters. You wouldn't believe it.
It wasn't a spruce. It was a pine.
It was a hardwood. So now he's turned into Jell-O, and it's up to Ash to take the mantle.
Well, I mean, at this point, he's pretty much lost everything. I think he has to turn it around. He's got no one else. His only friend is falling apart, and look at him. He's about to turn. You can tell just by looking at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His sister's making fun of him underneath the cellar, and his girlfriend's sitting there giggling at him. They just found that threshold to push him.
Just so you know, just for everybody in the room, if any of you guys ever end up looking like a dead-eyed demon like that, I won't hesitate to kill you.
God,
to chop your head off. Just so I want you to do the same thing to me. Just don't be one of those people like, we can make them better. We just need to get them to help.
No. But I might not stick around to actually
kill
you. I'll probably just run.
Yeah.
Stop it. taking my chain back.
He's doing the Cher Moonstrucks. Like, snap out of it. Yeah, it's clear that you are not coming back from the deadeye turn.
See, you just take your sock off, and the next time she laughs, just stick it in her mouth. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. When he goes to blow her head off, she pulls the old deadeye trick.
Yep.
It's me. I'm okay.
Here's my boomstick. I think I had a clown working at a restaurant I worked at that looked like that.
Giggles. I think you're right. Giggles does look like that.
I'm pretty close.
I've seen Giggles.
Oh.
It's a trap.
Oh, he dropped it. I love you, baby. Now, did he have anything to do with Bubba Hotep?
Yeah, he was in Bubba Hotep.
No, I know he was in it, but what did he have anything to do with, like, the directing or anything?
I'm not sure.
I was thinking about that movie earlier today.
I'm not sure if that if he had any writing credits or anything like that for it.
Oh, no.
It worked for Linda. Will it work for Cheryl? Gonna let her out?
I'm all right now. You haven't called me Ashley since we were six.
Yeah. Show me your face.
All it took was a little love and everybody was all right.
Yeah. They could end the movie now and it would be a sweet film.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet yet gory film with rape in the woods.
All right, maybe not so sweet, but it would still be a film.
It'd be a movie if you ended it now.
Oh, no. Don't do it. Yep. The heart of the big brother. I know. Ah, oh, yes.
Sucker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, it would stink. I mean, I would just guess demon hands would stink.
Yeah, well, those like hands been, for sure.
Like they've been picking their bums or something.
Oh, think of the infections you could get.
Rotting flesh.
Not to look at your girl.
He almost looks like he's going to laugh. Just a little.
Oh, she's back. Now, why? I just don't turn your back on the giggling demon.
Now she's singing a little nursery rhyme to him about how it's time to go to sleep and he's had enough.
Yes. This is where he finds a chainsaw, right?
Yeah, he's taking her into the back room.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take her out in the woods. Well, I guess the demon wouldn't want her now anyway. She's already been possessed. Oh. Stay out.
I love the shots of the moon that they have.
Mm-hmm. He's drinking. That's fine, actually. Is it booze?
I think it's water he's giving to Scotty.
It's a dirty glass. Good Lord.
Yeah, he's gone. He can't even swallow. Would you want to drink in a situation like this, though?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it slow your reactions?
No. It's going to calm the nerves.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about getting drunk.
All right, yeah,
just like a glass, just to kind of like, okay, I'm not gonna shit my pants anymore. I'm gonna get through this. I mean, I'm gonna be realistic. I would be a mess.
This would be a good time for Klonopin or something or Xanax.
Nah, you know, see, like, that's going too far. Then you're definitely slowing yourself down.
I'll just take a half of one, just so you get to the point where you're like, all right, there's a demon right there, so what do we do?
Okay, one shot of whiskey would be all.
Yeah, just
one
a little just a little stiff.
That's what you get for leaving her outside.
Yeah, that's what you get for turning your back again. You're just going to drag her outside? Oh, fuck.
She's not afraid of the knife.
Is that pudding?
There was a lot of Cairo syrup and mm-hmm. red food coloring used here. I guess that stuff's super sticky.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about it.
They said that a lot of the times the actors had to double as you know, set helpers. So mm-hmm. There was no hot running water there. So they would have to take hot coffee that they had brewed and pour it on their hands until they could wash them enough to get that stuff off, because they'd have to change camera lenses.
Oh, wow.
You know, and stuff like that. So,
wow.
Yeah, this is an accomplishment. This movie is a marvel. If you guys read the books that I mentioned earlier, you'll just be stunned at some of the stuff, the determination that they had to make these films.
Yeah, they probably could have given up a couple times.
Yeah, a bunch of times. I mean, they were just shooting for like 3 months on end. I mean, they didn't take breaks. They just worked all night. They slept in the day. It was cold as hell.
Hmm. I mean, put something on the cellar. Oh, now, did he put, what did he put in her mouth? Did he stab her?
She got stabbed with a knife, and so I think the blood's just mm-hmm. coming up like it normally would.
And the milky white substance again.
The Mos Eisley blue
like
milk.
Like the Deadite juice or something.
Deadite juice.
You gonna drag her outside again? Might as well leave her there. And go ahead and stab your friend with a knife. Make sure he doesn't get back up.
It's a nice slow drag so they can pan mm-hmm. pan around so you can see everything.
Everything on the ground. There's the phone book. Barbasol can. Coke.
Tab.
Tab.
Yeah, tab. Yeah, they still sell Tab.
And there's his sister.
My mom used to drink that shit. Tab.
It was hot in the 80s.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
You see it, now you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember I would take sips of it, and I was like, what are you fucking drinking? Because I expected it to taste like Coke or Pepsi or something. No. And it was just like...
weird.
Oof.
Yes. Another reason why you don't stay in a cabin with a pulley system. In the one, you know, I mean, I get it. You gotta cut your deer up, but I don't know.
So here's a good example of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre influence coming through. Mm-hmm. You've got the chains and the actual chainsaw, but we're twisting it around. The hero gets to wield the chainsaw here mm-hmm. rather than the villain.
Just do it. Plus, you need to open up a door when you're using a gas-powered chainsaw because of the fumes.
Safety first?
Mm-hmm. Because that would be sad if your hero died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Or if he just passes out, which would be the same thing as dying in this scenario, because you can't.
Yeah. Chainsaw drops on him after he passes out. Fuck.
Son of a bitch.
What, are you hugging her now? I mean, it's sweet, I guess. I don't know.
So he opts not to dismember her, but he's going to take her outside and bury her.
Which he's done already.
Well, no, they buried the other one.
Well, he went and threw her body out already once.
Yeah.
Keep it from coming back in just to use the chicken bone knife?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's thinking that she's completely dead at this point, so, but he can't bring himself to dismember her.
Yeah, well, it's because he had the pewter chain around her neck. Should have opened her eyes up and used that magnifying glass to see if she was really dead or not. I wouldn't even want to like to dig a hole in the middle of the woods with Creepo in the basement. Oh, fuck.
What's going on?
Did you say something, sweetie?
So now they're calling back to that whole eyes closed, eyes open thing they were doing when he was giving her the necklace. I know you open your eyes.
I heard it. The super hearing of Ash.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Up the nose.
Right? I mean, it's a clean nose. With the whole Doug?
There's not a lot of dialogue.
No, Well, when you have, you know, an actor like him who can do a million different faces, It'd be an easy not to have it.
The tension just speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You get a demon hickey from her getting you. You could tell it wasn't her.
Yeah, that's a wig.
That wig. I've been digging this hole. I'm going to need someone lighter. Fuck. I mean, dude's got nerves of steel.
Seems like resignations. Like, what else can he do?
Mm-hmm.
This was, of course, before he was the wisecracking Ash,
mm-hmm.
who had a one-liner for every time something happened. But it makes you wonder what he would say if he was at that point already.
Oh, they would have gotten buried. They just all would have been hacked up to bits, shot and slashed up. Oh, he kept a pewter chain. Ah, oh, gotcha. Son of a bitch. That's the other girl, right?
That should be Linda, mm-hmm. I think, because of the dress. Yeah.
You run. Kick her.
So what?
He gets clawed, so he's going to get possessed.
Yeah, eventually, but not because of that.
What is he hit her with?
It looks like a big old...
dead log, right?
Yeah.
Like a beam?
Yeah.
Oh.
Something left over from the construction of the house, or...
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That'd be the biggest...
He's tearing it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that point, Linda might be being played by what they called on set a fake Shemp. Remember in Three Stooges, they had Mo, Larry, and Curly, and sometimes yeah. Shemp. Well, Shemp would be different actors all the time because they would have people who couldn't finish out the filming for one reason or another. I love this scene where he just decapitates
them. Well, those guys did their own stunts, so I'm sure it was half the time they probably got hurt. Oh,
decapitation by shovel.
Close your mouth.
But he's going to pay for it.
Close your mouth.
So whenever they had somebody who couldn't fulfill the rest of their role because mm-hmm. they had moved on to another, you know, location or whatever, they had someone else come in and do it for them. And they had several instances of that, and they call it fake shemping. So nice. There's people that are – if you go to the IMDb page, mm-hmm. there's about 10 different actors or actresses who are credited with fake shemping in this movie.
Nice.
Hmm.
Oh, go brush my teeth.
It's Miller time.
Get a toothbrush and scrub the fucking demon blood off your teeth.
Dude. Son of a bitch.
I was thinking earlier when he was beating her ass out there, is the stains on her is not just red, it's purple. And I noted that before. Mm-hmm. And it makes it more disgusting because it reminds me of like packing meat or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like yeah. Ugh. Like the dye that they use.
I don't mm-hmm. know. Like it sat and pooled for a while or something.
Yeah. The air got to it. Paints are cabin yellow.
I'm trying to make it cheerful when there's demons living inside.
Brighten it up a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's so 70s looking right there.
Mm-hmm.
It was our 70s American fascination with yellows and browns. That was an unfortunate time in upholstery and interior decorating.
Wallpaper and lots of pastels. Oh, pull the gator.
Sibling rivalry right here.
Yeah, he's over. He's definitely over trying to save him. The door. Put all the windows. Now that's his sister, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Cheryl.
Oh.
So the guy never turned.
He does. Okay. Scotty will be back here momentarily.
Okay. I was going to say, why is it just the one?
They leave they leave everybody else for like surprises. Not everybody else, but they leave the some of the other ones for surprises because you're not supposed to be thinking about them because it's not immediate. Because the last time we saw Scotty, he was lying on the couch, you know, pretty much dying.
Oh, no. Don't go in the basement.
Yeah, it's like the epicenter.
Mm-hmm.
There's always got to be a stair that's broken. Or else you trip. One of the two.
Dude, he does get pushed around a lot. After you say that and you watch it, you do realize he did get beat up pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty much pure physical torture for Bruce Campbell this whole time.
Like, that take alone would suck if you had to do it a second time. Or a third. Or a fourth. We need you to slip a little better this time. Hit like 4 or 5 stairs. Is that a bed?
I don't know what that is.
Why are you in the basement?
It's like they bandaged up
the pipe.
The pipe, and now it's full of blood. Got a little bit of Amityville coming out here.
Mm-hmm. That's the best.
Yeah, and the light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Ragtime music playing.
Yeah, the special effects almost make these Deadite demons silly. Like, unintentionally, I think. Like, the way that record player started going, it gives it this kind of
There's a Looney Tunes vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think, you know, when people talk about this movie out of the trilogy, they say this is the one that's not funny. Only not intentionally funny. But I think there was some moments that were intentionally humorous. But for the most part, there is a lot of unintentional comedy. And it's not funny because it's stupid. It's just funny because of the absurdity of it. Whereas they're trying to go for some comedy in the second and third one. Now he's having flashbacks of Linda's voice. He knows he's going to have to deal with her again.
Put the other shells in your pocket.
Or somebody.
You need more than one bullet. Where'd the camera come from?
It's just a
or the projector.
A projector they had in the basement. It was one of the pieces of equipment that started up through the supernatural surge, I guess.
That's right.
That's a cool shot right there.
Mm-hmm.
Puddles of blood.
And if that's corn syrup, sticky shoes.
Hopefully they just use water for that one and just drop some, you know.
Yeah, it looked pretty thin.
Some food coloring in there. That would be over the top. But, I mean, everything in this is over the top, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm. Probably cranberry juice.
Red Kool-Aid.
Hey.
I remember seeing, I think I was in sixth grade, and I was living in Rhode Island at the time that Evil Dead 2 came out. And the newspapers, I don't know if they still do it, but newspapers used to run ads for the movies that were coming out. Little, you know, 2x2-inch ads. Yeah. And I used to cut them all the horror movie ones out because I had seen a few horror movies at the time, and I hadn't seen the first Evil Dead yet or the second one.
Mm-hmm.
But I read the little review on it, and it just had the skeleton. You know, and it said Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn. And I remember reading the little synopsis talking about after the first movie, you know, Ash is trapped in a cabin trying to stay alive through all these zombie attacks. And he's the sole survivor. And I remember that just sounding like the scariest fucking thing on earth. Like how I would ever be able to sit through an hour and a half of that. I just couldn't imagine it. Now I do it to relax.
Right.
It's funny what you get used to and what you accept into your life, you know, that you once thought was just inconceivable. Here we go again. They call it the Ramacam when they chase the actors around with the camera.
Oh, you know what's going through his mind right now? There's been shutters this whole time.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Scream at yourself.
So stupid.
But then again, they could have used it to keep everybody in with the shutters, too, though. So, hey, maybe it's...
Yeah, they wouldn't have been able to get out, and then you'd have even more problems.
You ever just have one of those days?
He's wishing he had some aspirin right about now.
He looks in the mirror and he sees Bob.
Yes.
That'd almost be a relief.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, who would you rather have to deal with, Bob or a deadite Cheryl?
Both of them, you're doomed. I don't know.
Ash versus the Black Lodge.
I guess at least with Bob, you get some sexual out of it.
The Bob we're referring to is a character out of Twin Peaks for those people who are a little bit lost right now going, who the fuck are they talking about?
Please let dawn come.
You know, people say, myself included, I always thought it'd be cool to live through a zombie apocalypse, you know, killing a bunch of zombies and stuff like that. But you wouldn't want to be in this scenario.
No, like regular Walking Dead zombies wouldn't be as bad.
No, not
this,
at all.
This, where they're torturing you, would suck the worst.
You know, they're supernatural. It's not biological. There's some satanic shit going on.
Yeah, it's a good point, too, that you're also fighting your family and friends, you know. At least with The Walking Dead, it's just masses, and they're slow and dumb.
It's like going to the mall, but they're all dead, or Walmart or something.
This would be awful, because, you know, it's isolation, solitude, and then family. And, you know, obviously he's holding on when he pulls out this chain. It's like, all right, I need to – he's going through, like, maybe the final – and then sucked through the wall by the poop hands.
Son of a bitch.
They're like mummy's hands.
Join us.
I just want some lotion. Yes.
She likes that.
Wait, see, they could have put that over the trap door.
And here's Scotty.
Oh, no. He looks like an old uncle.
Oh, and there's the Necronomicon.
Yes.
Burn that and you're home free. Well, for a little bit.
If it burns. It might not burn. Shit.
So the Scotty deadite is a little bit stronger.
Oh, hell no.
But he's susceptible to the...
Yeah.
For a second, I thought it was something else. Are you supposed to think that?
Well, that's one way to stop a zombie.
Yeah.
Grab that.
Just for clarification, that was a piece of wood that was driven into his thigh.
Not actual wood.
Yes. Not proverbial wood, real wood.
His sister got strong.
Here's Cheryl.
Oh.
Yeah, because she's the original, so she's... Mm-hmm.
And she's still
she's
around.
Super strong. I mean, you got to figure she busted the door, and now she's pushing all of her stuff. Going for the Necronomicon now. Shit.
Yeah. Don't let him take a bite.
Oh, crap. I got an idea. What's he going to do with that?
Ugh, she's drooling some sort of green bile. Now she's going to start slapping him with a hot poker.
Oh, fuck.
Right in the lumbar region.
He's going to be pissing blood for 7 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so he did take a bite.
So I guess we're not talking about biological infection with these zombies.
You got to be stabbed by wood for these zombies.
Yeah.
are looking out a window.
Boom, got
it. Or they got to come at you and go right down your throat.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's supposed to be covered in human skin, right? The Necronomicon?
Yeah. Pages bound in human flesh.
Little did you know there was a incantation to get rid of him in there. Now we're here forever.
Now it gets really gross.
What is that, like Drano?
It's like Dimetapp. Remember that?
Dimetapp?
Yeah. That shit you had to take when you were a kid. This is like the amalgamation effects. There's a little bit of like claymation, time-lapse photography. There's everything nasty you can think of.
And he still kind of like stops in fear, like, I would be trying to get away instead of taking in the scenery. They love their tongues.
Yeah. Oh,
snap. It's not over, dude.
You're not done yet, Ash.
Not quite enough blood. So I guess, God, to put sticky corn syrup on it every day, you got to do the part. Still better than what I do for a living.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
and the Garmin Bozia comes out. Cream corn.
Do you see cream corn on this plate?
Look like you. They look like, I hate cream corn.
What are you going to do?
Yes.
See, that reminds me of Dead Alive, but this obviously came out before Dead Alive. Mm-hmm. So. Dead Alive reminds me of Evil Dead.
That movie's trippy. Dead Alive?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Yes.
See, that would definitely fall into the Sam Raimi school of zombie filmmaking. No social commentary whatsoever. No. Just gore, gore, and more gore.
Shocking gore.
Ugh.
What, Doug Bugs?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It's just a nice added touch.
That's the one thing that isn't gross to me.
Yeah.
Are the bugs melting?
Maybe. I mean, it is demon blood. He's got more blood on his face this time, but I guess the hand coming out.
I would need a nap after this.
I would need drugs after this.
Padded cell.
Mm-hmm. Drugs, alcohol, therapy, and a nap.
Electroshock therapy.
Because you know no one's going to believe you. You might as well leave the country, too, because you're going to be wanted for murder.
Trepidation. Oh, yeah, you're going to be in jail.
All their DNA all over you. Your fingerprints are on everything.
You imagine, like, Tennessee backwoods cops. You're saying he's all turned into demons. And then you killed him.
Get in the car, boy.
Yeah.
Remember when Buffy did an homage to this, too?
Oh, yeah, where they stayed out in the cabin.
Cordelia and Buffy.
That was a good episode.
Yeah. Wasn't that the first episode where they had Cordelia and Buffy alone together?
Yeah. I don't know.
And it kind of was a bond that formed between them. Seems so.
Burn it. I'm not going to lie. If I leave that cabin, I'm burning it. You've got enough kerosene, some lamps, just break one and go.
Magnifying glass.
Yeah, right. If you want to go old school for a few hours.
You've got one. Use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm burning that bitch down. Because also, there's evidence that you murdered four people.
Yeah, your fingerprints are everywhere.
And they're chopped up into bits. Two are buried in the front. Yeah.
So this to me is why this, one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why this is such a great horror movie, because you go and you have this character who starts off meek and timid and becomes the reluctant hero of the story because he has to, you know, his back's against the wall. He makes it through the night. The sun is coming up and here comes the POV force, the demon from the woods, the Kandarian spirit. And that's been resurrected that possessed all of his friends. And you think, okay, well, you know, he's done his bit. He's going to get to ride off into the sunrise, as it were, rather than the sunset. But no, that's not what it has in store for him. And bam, end of movie.
Genius.
Wow. How long is this movie?
Hour and 20? That's
somewhere,
what I guess.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
That's, it's the 80s. Nothing went over an hour and a half.
Except for Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, there was a few. Godfather. There's a few movies. But most of them, I mean, when you go back and watch older movies, hour and a half.
That's felt fast.
Yeah. Oh, Joe Luduca.
Joe Luduca.
So he started all the way back then with
He's been with them since the beginning. I mean, he did
Joe
all
Luduca?
Of the...
Yeah, and he rearranges his name from time to time.
He does. Sometimes it's Doluca, sometimes it's Loduca.
Really?
But he's the one who did... He did the score for Spartacus as well.
Yep, he did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Xena.
Yeah. Because, you know, obviously Tappert was involved with Spartacus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and Raimi.
And Raimi. And they bring their people with them. See, fake Shemps.
So nice. Ted Raimi was...
Ted Raimi was in this movie. Raimi.
Huh. Don Long.
Real name, huh?
Not to be mistaken with Long Dong.
Long Duck Dong.
Long Duck Dong.
Morristown, Tennessee, and Detroit, USA.
That's right.
So it was filmed in two actual locations, nice. But I think the Detroit stuff was in people's backyards. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they did anything in like L.A. style, you know, sound studios or anything like that.
Okay, cool.
Sweet. All right. That was
so,
fun.
You know what would have been cool is if we had a newbie, if somebody who was watching this who had never seen it before and we could have got their reaction.
Yeah, for sure.
But then again, it's...
But who hasn't seen The Evil Dead?
Exactly, yeah.
Other than most of my family, but still.
Yeah.
So this is like trailer for the next one?
No, I think it just started over.
I think it's going to the menu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just going to the menu.
Oh, the fancy menus nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of hearing the VCR start turning.
You get the blue screen.
And how short are those credits? Nice.
Well, they only had so many people working on it. I mean, you look at movies that are half as good as this these days. And, I mean, you're sitting in the theater watching them scroll up a two-story screen.
It feels
And you're just going like, you know, you've got caterers and drivers and, you know, hand job assistants and the whole nine yards. It just keeps going and going.
That's only in Hollywood, though.
What? Yeah, that's only in Hollywood. Yeah.
It's in contracts now.
I went on to Hollywood to become a hand job assistant, but I had to come back home.
Because you became a fluffer instead.
My hand was sweating up to par.
Well, that's what a fluffer is. It's just you just call the fluffer if you're on a porno set. That's all. That's the only difference.
Well, hand job assistants, it's to keep the actors relaxed, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we have successfully completed the first in the series of three original movies. Our next one up is going to be Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn.
I can't wait for that one.
Join us. For another night of horror. This one will be even more fun because the ante is upped a little bit with the horror and the gore and the comedy element too. And of course, the end of that one runs right into the third one, Army of Darkness.
That's my favorite of the three.
This was my favorite of the three, but I think it's more of a, it's the one that imprinted on me the most. I would have to say that probably Army of Darkness is the best made film out of all of them.
It just made me laugh.
Yeah. They're the best one-liners are in that movie ever. So, and we'll get to those in short order. We're going to try to we're definitely going to have all of these done and posted up before we start Ash versus Evil Dead on Halloween. And we're looking forward to that.
All right. So, that's it. I am your host, Em.
I'm your host, Steve.
And I'm your host, Paul.